The Guardian.
Almost about a third of the electorate, it seems, are undecided. And I was just speaking to an Irish government advisor. They're still keeping every finger and every toe crossed that they're going to get the yes vote. They say it will be narrow. The vote is on a knife edge, and it will be a dramatic outcome when the votes are finally cast and counted on Friday.
Ireland's political parties, not just the ruling Fianna Fáil, but the Fine Gael, Labour, even the Greens, are pretty much all pro-treaty. Who's campaigning for a no vote?
Well, the no vote is very disparate and diverse. The only party represented in the Irish Parliament, the Dáil, that opposes the Lisbon Treaty are Sinn Féin. They oppose it on the grounds that they think it dilutes national sovereignty and that it pushes Ireland further towards a kind of pan-European army. Not so, say, the Irish government. But they are joined in this new campaign by a curious alliance of the extreme hard left, the ultra-Catholic right, who hate Europe because European human rights legislation has overturned traditional things like the ban on people being able to travel to get abortions and contraception and all that. There's also a third element to the new camp, a kind of pro-free market, pro-Atlanticist business organisation called Libertas.ie, and they have been very, very vigorous in this campaign. They spent a lot of money arguing that the European Union basically shackles the Irish economy and it's going to increase our taxation, it's going to be bad for business. That's the weakness of the new camp, that they have so many different issues and gripes with Europe, but some of them contradict each other, and that's why they've not been able to produce a coherent front. Nonetheless, they still have a core of about 35% who are mildly sceptical of the expanding European project, and that's why they think they could still inflict a damage on the Irish government.
A lot of people might be surprised to hear about Irish Euroscepticism, because Ireland's derived huge benefits from EU membership. You know, its Celtic tiger economy has been transformed by the EU. You know, how do the Irish regard their membership of the European Union these days?
Majority of Irish people still like the idea of being in the European Union. There's always been a Eurosceptical element to Irish politics. In the early 1970s, when the late Jack Lynch brought Ireland into the EEC, as it was then, there was a fairly large wave of populists that voted no to the EEC. That really has been a constant ever since, but you're absolutely right in saying that Ireland has benefited massively. The Celtic Tiger would not have happened without the infrastructure that Europe put in the late 1980s and early 90s. The roads, the rail system, the roads in particular, funded by, as they used to joke in the west of Ireland, funded by the German taxpayer. So Ireland has benefited massively from the European project. And also the peace process in Northern Ireland benefited too, because a lot of what was called Peace 1 and Peace 2 money from Europe was injected into the north to stabilise Northern Ireland post the ceasefire. So Ireland owes Europe an awful lot. And I think in the end, probably my guess would be there will be a small majority in favour of this treaty, because I think most Irish people will think we would be worse off, we would be seen as being the spoilers of the party if we vote no this time.
And what happens if the Irish do vote no?
Well, obviously Lisbon has to be renegotiated. I mean, this is why so many people are intervening in the debate. You have the French foreign minister saying, you know, the Irish people will lose out, but so will the rest of Europe if they vote no. It will throw a spanner into the works of this kind of ever-expanding EU. And I think as well it will probably paint Ireland in a worse light than they usually are. There was always massive goodwill towards Ireland within the European Union and at the negotiating table. And this is the fear of the Irish government, is that goodwill will dissipate if Ireland votes no and seriously retards the European project.
Henry, many thanks. For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.